To my left are fields and the occasional dirt road turn off with signs I can't read in the near dark. God, I'm starving. I haven't eaten since an ill-advised Dunkin' Donuts egg sandwich at the airport. It's really cold so far north, but I crack the window to breathe the sweet smell of fresh air and trees anyway. It's actually really peaceful out here. Quiet. It isn't something I'm used to. Quiet, I mean. Library quiet and middle of the night quiet, sure. But in the city there's always noise. This is a quiet that feels like water and trees and, well, nature, I guess. Like the time my parents took us to the Jersey Shore when we were kids and I hid under the boardwalk away from the crowds, listening to the overwhelming sound of the ocean and the creak of the docks. And peace? Well, never peace. If it wasn't one of my asshole brothers starting shit with me, it was my dad flipping his lid over me being gay. Of course, later my lack of peace came in the form of Richard, my ex, who, while we were together, was apparently sleeping with every gay man at the University of Pennsylvania. My hands tighten on the wheel as I picture Richard, his handsome face set in an expression of haughty condescension, as he leveled me with one nauseating smile. "Come on, Dan," he said, like we had discussed this before. "Who believes in monogamy anymore? Don't be so bourgeois." And, "It's not like we're exclusive."